One of the events which occurs in Parshas Matos is the war of the Bnei Yisrael, the Jewish people, against the nation of Midian. This war against Midian is unique in a number of ways. First of all, it was the final war which was waged against a non-Jewish nation, which we see in the five books of Moses. Second of all, the command in which God tells Moses to carry out this war is unique, in which God tells Moses that after you will finish this war, then you will die. And as our sages point out, it was essential that this war be carried out only by Moses, unlike all of the other wars carried out against the non-Jewish nations in the land of Israel, which were carried out through Moses' successor, Joshua. This had to be done only through Moses. Why was it so essential that this take place before Moses' death? Hasidic philosophy explains this by looking into the inner significance of the non-Jewish nations in general and the nation of Midian in particular. We find that in the land of Canaan, or the land of Israel, there were seven primary nations. These seven nations are said to represent seven emotional characteristics of every single individual. And these in particular, the non-Jewish nations, are referring to personality characteristics which are in need of improvement and perfection. The nation of Midian, however, is not included among these seven nations. This is because the nation of Midian signifies a special type of personality defect, an especially serious one. As the word Midian is related to the word Modain and Meriva, meaning dispute, argumentation, and hatred. In addition, this nation signifies a very specially severe type of hatred, a warrantless hatred, the source of which is explained in the Hasidic philosophy as being a person's extreme self-love. When a person cares only about him or herself, and they have such a self-love that all they care about are things which lead to their own good and their own welfare, then another person, the mere fact that another person exists, is in itself somewhat of a contradiction to their own existence. Since the other person might have some positive traits, this is something which threatens the person who has such an intense self-love, because here is an attribute that they don't have. Here is an individual who needs care and attention, and this is some care and attention which will not be lavished on him or herself. This itself is a tremendous threat, and therefore, as a result of their own existence and their own self-love being diminished, this itself is a cause for hatred. Of course, a person will not usually admit that this is the cause for their hatred, so there are rationalizations that the purpose of the justification for the hatred is that the person has such and such an attribute or such and such an undesirable trait. However, the source of this hatred is not this particular personality trait. The source of the hatred is a person's own self-love, which prevents them from seeing the good in another person. This is signified by the nation of Midian, and this is the warrantless hatred which our sages tell us was the cause for the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem. What is the cure for this intense hatred? Since the cause of this hatred is an overwhelming haughtiness and self-love, the only cure could be a proper amount of self-nullification, the opposite of haughtiness. And this was the primary attribute of Moses. As the Chumash tells us, that Moses was more humble than any person in the entire world, that his primary attribute was that of humility. And therefore, who was the one who could cure this personality trait of overwhelming self-love and haughtiness was only Moshe. Moses, with his tremendous humility, would be the one who could wipe out this trait of Yeshus and Gaiva of haughtiness on a spiritual level, and therefore he was able to do that on the physical level, and he had to be the one to wipe out the nation of Midian.